From the News Center, a news focus.
Rates of diabetes in Pennsylvania are rising, and they're already higher here than in most other states. November was National Diabetes Awareness Month, a time to look at managing and preventing diabetes before it leads to other health problems, from vision loss to heart disease. At least 1.2 million Pennsylvanians have been diagnosed. Diabetes occurs when a person's blood sugar is too high. That can lead to serious complications. UPMC Health Plan's Cronus Manala said the high cost of insulin is often a barrier. In fact, UPMC has moved all insulin products to the lowest generic copay tier, adding they try to work with people to manage the disease. Starting in January, the Inflation Reduction Act will cap the cost of insulin for people with Medicare coverage at $35 a month.
So it's also about closing gaps, educating our members about diabetes, and looking at how we connect our members to the right resources. For example, we take a whole person approach to diabetes by connecting our members to health coaches, diabetes educators, and pharmacists, as well as coordinating with their providers.
Every day, 7.5 million Americans rely on insulin to manage their levels and help prevent the complications of living with diabetes. Here's UPMC's Chief Medical Officer, Nicole Brady.
So we're really, really hoping that eliminating the out-of-pocket expense for insulin helps reduce that burden of paying for that insulin and that cost and financial burden, and that people will be able to be better adherent to their medications and take them more regularly.
If you're on an insulin regimen, Brady said it's even more important to reduce your intake of sugar, processed foods, and alcohol. Also avoid smoking and get regular exercise. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.